What y'all listening to?
Limelight Highlight Podcast.
Welcome back to the show, your positive podcast. Safe space and great place for a positive outlook on life. We're back at it again. And as you know, I got a new dog. And I've been trying to get my cats to get used to her. And it's been kind of a little bit of a challenge, but at least we can all be in the same room at the same time without them freaking out and trying to kill each other now, for the most part. If you guys got any useful tips or advice on how to get my animals to get along, let me know. I know I can read online about everybody's experience, but, you know, it's a little more real when somebody tells you themselves or that you know. Other than that, no real updates. I completely spaced on the fact that Mother's Day was this past weekend, so happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And I was actually pretty excited because I got to gift my mom and my mother-in-law both trees from Treat'em. If you recall from a few episodes ago, we covered their nonprofit, but that amazing organization called Treat'em as our Limelight PPDPT before we actually had the PPDPT segment. And just for those who haven't been caught up or don't know what I'm talking about, they're the people who plant a tree that helps women farmers and farmers with both a source of food as well as an additional income, depending on what type of tree you purchase. A lot of them are in Africa, in different parts, and the website was very user-friendly, and it didn't just have, like, trees to give out for Mother's Day. It had, like, any day. You can sponsor a tree yourself if you really feel generous in buying stuff like that. I mean, any meaningful gift for any occasion, it'll have you feeling good as well as helping out the planet and a person in Africa. So check out that website, Treat'em, and get yourself or a loved one a tree that you can name and keep up to date on how it's growing and where it's going to be planted. So yeah, what else? Well, the country is slowly opening up in different phases, which is good, as long as we don't get another wave of people getting infected. But knock on wood, hopefully everything works out. But today we have three very good news stories that I think will keep you entertained and hopeful throughout this week. We'll be covering what a gym is doing to help addicts around the world, how whales are benefiting Iceland due to the virus, and an amazing inspiring story of how a new mother meets her baby after battling the virus. And of course, we got some interesting weird facts coming to you first, and our Limelight PPDPT segment. So overall, packed show. So be sure to tune in next week because I got some very interesting and cool news to share that I just recently learned. But for now, let's focus on today's show. This week's unrelated fun fact is about bullfrogs. Before we get too deep into that, for the most part, sleep is a pretty essential and damn near every living being sleeps. It's essential and a very important part of how we repair our muscles to giving our brains a much needed break in different parts of the bodies. Rest is a big thing. For most of the world, we don't get enough rest, but bullfrogs, they're one of the very few animals that get absolutely zero sleep. And like, they need zero sleep, like literally none at all. And the reason for this is that bullfrogs seem to not fully fulfill the sensory threshold criteria of sleep during resting states. So they take rests, but not in the way we would consider sleep, and that's sufficient enough for them to continue to function, which is really it's insane. What's cool about this is when they did the study on bullfrogs, they determined that it doesn't need sleep, or it doesn't sleep, because when they tested it for the responsiveness by being shocked like other animals, it had the same reaction whether it was awake or quote-unquote resting. And of course, this is all on the idea that most animals sleep by what we define as sleeping. You know, there is debate out there whether or not our definition should be the consensus and if animals fall into that category, but overall, I think it's interesting that bullfrogs absolutely do not need what we would define as sleep. pretty interesting nonetheless. And they're not the only animals who have strange sleep patterns, but they are the only animals that truly need zero sleep. It's kind of scary and mind-blowing to know that these things are always awake, but an interesting piece of information nonetheless. So, enough of bullfrogs. Let's get on with today's show. All over America, as well, I'm sure, the world, there is a pandemic that affects all families from the richest to the poorest, and I'm not talking about coronavirus. Substance abuse is a major cause in terrible health conditions, broken families, homelessness, mental health, and in many cases can result in death. I've had very close friends from high school and the military to family that have lost their lives to substance abuse, either from overdosing on a drug to drinking themselves into a coma. Some looking for an escape to the pressures of everyday life, to trying to, you know, rid their mind of a traumatic event that would sometimes lead to suicide. Life isn't easy, and, you know, who are we to judge what other people go through? All we can do is be there for them and maybe give them a healthier alternative or outlet so that they can continue living one day at a time. Now, there are a lot of people who would argue that addiction is not a disease. It's more of a choice. I happen to believe that it is a disease for the simple fact that absolutely no one, regardless of what they choose to do with their body, has an innate desire to be physically addicted to a drug or a substance to the point where if they do not have that said substance, they could literally die. But we're not here to argue who's right or who's wrong. I hope I can say that, if anything, we can all agree that addiction is definitely a problem that doesn't have a simple solution. Now, the Phoenix is a free, sober gym community that uses health and fitness to help people overcome addiction. Many times people turn towards substance to take their minds off something terrible going on in their lives or just to have a different state of mind. But regardless of why people do what they do, another thing I think we can all agree on is that exercise and fitness overall makes people feel better. It gets your blood flowing, it activates those endorphins that people really need. And unfortunately, due to the shutdown and shelter in place in many places, many gyms have been forced to close. Pair that with the already lonely predicament of some recovering addicts finding themselves in, leads to a very dangerous situation for some people. What I found interesting is the fact that there's an actual community that focuses on being active for those suffering from addiction. They usually cater to those trying to change their lives for the better by doing in-person activities and giving these people an opportunity to be a part of something better. And because of the shutdown, the Phoenix has had to adjust and are continuing their work with meet groups online, similar to those of other gyms and other online businesses. And while it may not be as good or as effective as it is in person, many of the members have found comfort in these online meetings. And what I really found positive is that the Phoenix has also started welcoming sober social media users from around the world as well. And I think this helps in quite a few ways, because if you've ever been to a gym or happen to have a membership and you've gone constantly, like you're an avid gym goer, you tend to see the same people and build relationships with these people that you over time become friends with because you're constantly seeing them in the same space. The Phoenix welcoming sober social media users can show people who may not have had to deal with addiction or deal with people who have been addicted to substances, you know, and they see a different point of view. For years, the so-called war on drugs and media has used propaganda to have focused, and they focus on complete negative aspects of drugs and drug users, and they associate them with criminals and being bad people. And I think bringing these people, you know, sober social media users and the people who are recovering addicts, bringing them together people might start a conversation to show, you know, those suffering from addiction that it's just because some people were in a bad place doesn't mean that they're bad people. These are conversations that I feel that they definitely need to be had, and they need a light shined on them, because, you know, nothing's black and white, regardless of how many preconceived notions some others have. And I think that's a step in the right direction, if you ask me. So I really like the fact that there's a group out there that I'm just finding out about now. It's called The Phoenix. They help recovering addicts by, you know, getting their minds off of whatever they're recovering from and focusing more on their overall health, which is just overall a much better thing, if you ask me. So I want to shift gears and talk about some good wildlife news. Whales. Who doesn't love whales? Whales are these beautiful, ginormous creatures that live in the ocean. But like so many lovely creatures in the wild, we have people who want to hunt them. I guess this is not a little known fact, but Japan likes to import Icelandic whale meat. And I'm sure you've heard about shark fin soup, or even, you know, people hunting dolphins and whales and killing them for their meat, which is, I guess, a delicacy in some places. But whales are reported to represent a very important species to the global oceanic ecosystem, as well as have a huge role in fighting climate change, which is news to me. I didn't know that. And back in 1986, an international moratorium against whaling was passed. And despite that, two Icelandic companies, Hevlor and IP Utgard, they continue to hunt fin whales and mink whales. So they went against the international moratorium and they stayed in business, and which is bad. But good news for whales and the planet. This year, the one company, IP Utgard, have been facing financial difficulties due to the increased number of no fishing zones off of Iceland's coast, while the other whale hunting company, Hevlor, is facing very stiff competition from Japanese whaling companies. So, you know, adding to that, Japan's stricter measures on importing Icelandic whale meat and the pandemic going on right now, the market is really struggling to the point where they might be almost failing. And to add to all this good news about whales, this is the second straight year where there will be no whale hunting season in Iceland, which is 2 years in a row is pretty big deal. And mixing with the stricter laws and stiff competition from Japan, these whale hunting companies could be ending due to the financial reasons, which is a win-win for conservationists and the whales. And with only 3% of Icelandic citizens saying that they eat mink whale meat, there's only so much time Hevlor and IP Utgard's companies can remain afloat. And to top it off, Japanese whale meat consumption dropped from 203,000 tons in 1965 to just 4,000 tons in 2015. Huge dramatic drop, reducing the demand for whale meat and other things. And if you want to fast forward to 2019, the amount of whale hunting has only brought in 2,000 tons. So we still got some more work to do, but people are moving in a better direction and the market for whale meat is decreasing. And I think that's a good enough thing to be highlighted and celebrated. Just a matter of time before it all ends. Now, our last story is a heart-touching one and a nice quick one. So, like I said in the beginning of the show, I completely spaced on how fast Mother's Day came. So this story is dedicated to all the mothers out there and to Mother's Day. This story takes place in Hackensack, New Jersey. A lady named Donna Molina was battling coronavirus and unfortunately fell into a coma. She had a 103 degree fever spike and was rushed to the hospital at the end of February. She was in an induced coma for 11 days and was on a ventilator, the whole shebang. It was very scary for anybody who's had to deal with this, I'm sure. And to add to the scary part about the story, Donna was pregnant and her baby wasn't due until June 10th. So the baby was born actually April 2nd, 4 days after she went into a coma. Mind-blowing. She had an emergency C-section, and after she recovered, she had to wait until she tested negative twice you know, for the virus before she could meet her new baby girl. But the baby was born 3 pounds. Her name was Harley as a premature baby girl and is now 5 pounds and 3.8 ounces. And she was able to meet her mom for the first time more than a month after she was born. So thankfully, the mother and daughter are both now healthy and fine and are finally together. And Donna Molina was quoted saying that this was the best Mother's Day ever, obviously, because that's what made you a mother. And who doesn't want to hold their newborn baby child after getting out of the hospital after not seeing them for a month? And if that's not heartwarming and inspirational, I don't know what to tell you. I can only imagine the stress that this mother had went through, because just to have a baby born 2 months before the due date and having the coronavirus on top of that and being put into an induced coma, it's crazy. I'm just glad everyone's okay. Now, we're going to finish out with this week's Limelight PPDPT. And this week, it's going to go to a nonprofit organization called Do Something. For those who want to lend a helping hand but aren't sure how, Do Something offers users an opportunity to connect with any number of campaigns, from Get Out the Vote initiatives to providing clothing for homeless youth. This nonprofit is like, it's like the Google for Good Samaritans. Geared toward younger volunteers, Do Something allows users to select their interest and designate the amount of free time they're able to donate toward any given cause, and will then come up with suggestions of projects or events that require assistance. Do Something's goal is to harness the power of youth's desire for involvement and altruism and focus it into practical campaigns. Like, whatever your passion, there is likely a project that needs your help. I chose this organization because of the age of technology that we're in and the instant gratification generation that we have coming up. I know how lazy some people can be when it comes to doing their research. I mean, you look on Facebook all day, you'll get a perfect sense of that. And you know, people looking for ways to help, I know I fall into that category when I was looking for places to volunteer out here, and it wasn't the easiest thing to find. But Do Something makes this easy and user-friendly, and it really gets the youth involved. And in my opinion, if anyone needs to get involved, it's the youth. Now, my favorite part about this organization is that you can get involved in whatever you're interested in. Volunteering for something that you're not really passionate about will only take away from the experience and most likely won't have you coming back. So when you get involved in something that you truly are passionate about, the work you put in will match that passion and your work will really show, and you can really make a serious difference. So I really advise you guys, if you're interested, to check out Do Something and get involved. And more importantly, get the younger ones more involved. So if you got somebody young in your life, be a good influence on them and try to have them be a good influence on their community. So, as I said, we had a packed show today, from the weird bullfrog don't sleep fact to touching on how important it is to have community around to help with addiction, especially during this time. We covered the world, you know, moving in the right direction with the demand of whale meat going down and stricter laws on keeping these amazing animals alive. And a heartbreaking story, which turned out to be a good one. That a mother went through, you know, very traumatic and stressful situation, but came out ultimately all right with her health and a newborn baby girl. And finally, we got that great nonprofit that tailors to the youth and has a ton of categories to fit whatever volunteer event that person, either you or whoever it is, may be passionate about. So overall, pretty packed show filled with positivity. And yeah, that's all we really have for today. I had a great time delivering some of this much needed news. I know it was a quick little episode. I'm really excited for next week, but I constantly find myself learning new things every week. You know, just doing the show, from the unrelated fun fact to the actual details of some of the stories that we cover. It's all very interesting and it leaves me feeling good, and I really hope it does the same for you. You know, if you have a story that you'd like to share, like we did last week, be sure to follow our social media platforms. We're on Twitter at LL Highlight. And on Facebook and Instagram at Limelight Highlight. And if you'd like to send out emails, shoot one over to limelighthighlight@gmail.com. And if you'd like to support the podcast, be sure to subscribe, share, and follow on any of our platforms. We're streaming everywhere you find podcasts, including Spotify, Google Play, Google Podcast, and even YouTube. We're on there. It's not actual videos, but the audio is up. Be sure to give the podcast a rating and a review to get us up on the charts and get us on other people's radars. And yeah, thank you guys for listening, and be sure to come back next week. We're going to be discussing one of the craziest homes that are being built. Actually, a few homes that are being built by this person and what they're making it out of. So yeah, tune in next week. I'll have probably the whole podcast will be about that. But until next time, be humble, be helpful, pay it forward, be the best you. And remember, it ain't all bad. I'll see y'all next week. Peace.